Okay, so we've seen throughout the Sugya Rashi's position, again, I maintain that Rashi's position throughout is that Tasov Lamana Asui fundamentally means that you have a chiyuv to create the tzitzis, and that is throughout the focus, and everything is centered around the fact that the person must be involved in creating the tzitzis. We suggest the same as sukkah. That's how we paskin by sukkah. Remember that it's in the person that he must build it, not in the object, and therefore, even if the sukkah is covered by a roof and the roof is uncovered, it doesn't matter since it was created by a person. The fact that there was a time at which the sukkah was pasul as an object, as a chevtza, and then became kasher, and then pasul and kasher, it doesn't really matter because the sukkah was created. As long as the psul is external to the schach, that's fine. Hence the covering. Hence, if you raise the floor, if it's less than from more than 20 amos to less than 20 amos, we suggested that that's what Rashi meant as well on Mem Aleph, that the Yichidish on Mem Aleph is that not only do you need Taaseh in Tzitzis, but you need Taaseh in this Tzitzis. And we suggested that Rav Amram Gaon is not that way. That Rav Amram Gaon, who, as is presented by the Nemuka Yosef, doesn't need the beged to be a beged which is chayv in tzitzis, but either a beged of kol tarkula, which the Rav takes it, or a knaf, and to not lose the definition of tzitzis is focusing more on the object. That the object, at the point at which it is created halachically, it must be the shem mitzvah. And then it's just a question about when does it lose its identity. And it must be created behechsher rather than created passively, created actively. Again, the Rav felt that Rashi thought that the case of Amma, of adding an Amma, was not about Tasav Lamana Asui, and therefore had a different understanding of Rashi, but we're going to assume for now not like that. Okay. Now, we did note the possibility that one could, in theory, distinguish between the different areas of halacha. Right? One could say that by sukkah it's about the object, and by tzitzit it's about the person, or vice versa, meaning these aren't necessarily the same. I mean, in both cases, tasav lamana asui. Why is tasav lamana asui halacha in the cases in which it's halacha? Always because the pasuk says make it, and once we say make it, so we have this drush of tasav lamana asui. And again, we've seen that by shvuf, by gardumen, the fact that the chiyuv to make it is what enables us to say that even after it is even after it's cut, it still remains kasher. Now, the third case that we noted from Lamed Gimel is the case of mezuzah. That was the chatach b'shvil feret. If you remember, the chatach b'shvil feret, right, when you cut it into the wall, right, the mezuzah into a wall, that's a problem of tasav lamana asui. But you need to put up the frame first, because you need to put the mezuzah on a door rather than put up a mezuzah, a door which has a mezuzah in it. Okay. So let us move to at least one more position. The Rush also articulates the several versions of this, and I wanted to see if there are any differences there. I do want to know that there are machlokot on how to understand Rav Amram Gaon, even within the Nosei Kehilim Shulchan Aruch, Beit Yosef, and the Taz. Maybe we'll get to it, but let's start with the Rush. So if you look at the Rush, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Aleph, so you got it, the Rush. The Rosh says you got it? Yud Aleph in the Rosh? So Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Talit Shenikra Chutz L'Shalosh Yitbor, Chutz Toch Shalosh Lo Yitbor. So Peirush Rashi. So again, this is should be a good summary for you at the moment. Rashi says, what is the Chutz and Toch Shalosh case? The Chayshinan Dilma Payish Midi Michut Hatfira V'Yanichenu V'Yosef Alav Shiva Chutin L'Shem Tzitzit. But Rashi says that the problem is if you do it too close to the end, we're worried that you'll leave that string and add 7 to it, and that will be a problem. But beyond 3, we're not worried. That's not the normal place. But now, the Rosh adds something that Rashi doesn't say, which is very practical, which is the following. According to Rashi, the difference between within 3 and outside of 3 is just a gzeira. Meaning, whenever you would leave a string that we're using to sew as tzitzis, it would be possible. It's just that we're not worried you're going to do that beyond 3. So the Rosh says that in his time, when people would patch up their clothes, they didn't patch it up with wool, they patched it up with what? Cannabis. Hemp. Right? Ve'enam ru'uyim l'tzitzit, and therefore, he says, everybody knows that that material is not cannot be used for tzitzis. It's not the type of thing you would use for tzitzis. And therefore, he thinks that nowadays, in his time, you could always sew up the baguette even closer to 3 because there's no gzeira. Because no one's going to leave that as tzitzis. And again, according to Rashi, if it's all got a gzeira, so then it's you can potentially say that if the gzeira doesn't apply because of external factors, it'd be fine. V'rav Amram Perish, Chutz L'Shalosh Yitvor. So here, Rav Amram going, and the Rush is like the Rav. Remember, in the Mukhe Yosef, we said that according to Rav Amram going, why is it that three fingers by 3 fingers still maintains its identity? It's Knaf. But in the Rush, he says, Rav Amram Perish Chutz L'Shalosh Yitvor, Kevin Itbe, Shalosh Itbe Torah Beged. The Rav's formulation of Rav Amram Gaon is the way the Rush records him. That as long as it's 3 by 3, it has the definition of a beged. And chutz, toch shalosh lit later, beged, ukmanda let the damya. And if it's within 3, then it's as if it doesn't exist because it's not a beged. Ve'af al gav di tafre, kmanda pasik chashiv, ve'lo raminin beit tzitzit. The Ovid Beit Tzitzit Lo Pater Le Talit. Tani Nami Hachi Talit Shnikra Chutz L'Shalosh Yitbor Toch Shalosh Rameir Amar Lo Yitbor Chomor Yitbor V'Shavin Shlo Yavi Afilu Amal Amakum Acher Obat Chilet V'Tolaba Mishum Dal Kanfei V'Gdehem B'Inan U'Knav Zeh Lohoi V'Beged Zeh B'Shar Asiya. So the 2 points that are added in the Rush are, one is that according to Rashi, that the difference between within 3 and outside of 3 is fundamentally about a gzeira, so you can solve that problem theoretically. And the second is that he has the Rav's formulation that the reason it maintains its identity as tzitzis is not because it's knaf, which is what Yosef says, but because it's beged of kol tarah kula. It's clothing in kol tarah kula, and again, the difference therefore being that according to Ramram, to maintain its identity as tzitzis, it doesn't need to be a beged which is chayv in tzitzis, it needs to be a beged in general, which the Rav argues might be because maybe the reason you need a full sheer beged is not is because that's the minimum size that will be called wearing, but that's a halacha in the act of wearing rather than the definition of the clothing, which is why it can maintain its identity as long as it's clothing in the general understanding of halacha. Okay, so those are several of the cases that we've seen in Tasa Veloman Asui. To just quickly show you, right, if you look in the tour, in the Beis Yosef, you'll see that there is a lot on this. Let me just read you the tour. Mutter lahatir tzitzit mitalit zevelit nebacher. You're allowed to untie tzitzit from one and put it in another. Aval eino yachol likach haknaf. Kimo shehu ima tzitzit l'tofro beged acher. You aren't allowed to take the corner and tie it into another. Tala hachuten bein shnei. Knafayim mizo lezo. V'kasher knaf zu kilchad. V'knaf zu kilchad. V'achar chatcham be'emtza. V'nifredu ze mize. Psula. Right, if you tie it all together and then just cut the strings, so now you have the strings, we already said that's possible. Nikra ha'atalit toch sholosh etzvot l'knaf in rishay l'tofra, chutz l'sholosh etzvot yachol l'tofra. Now the Beit Yosef brings a case, though, which is interesting. Okay? Again, I'm not going to do everything in this sugya. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but let me give you another one, which adds another conceptual element here. He quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says as follows: Kadav Rashba, Sha'alta, Talit mitzuyeket mitzuyetzet kilchata dechalkua l'shtayim, uvekol chelik yesh bo shir lehitatef nishru kol chelik metzitziot achar u'shtayim yesh bohem yishum tazmum asui. The Rashba had the following question. What if you take your tzitzis? Your tzitzis is huge. And you cut it down the middle. So now, there are two strings on beged on half of it, and two strings on the other. And now you want to add two to each. So you have two begadim. Is that okay? Or is that tasavu manasui? Okay, you have a huge beged, a huge talus. Okay. You just cut it in half. Okay. So now what do you have?
Two strings.
Two small begadim, each of which has two strings that were originally tied kehilchisa. Right. They were tied properly. So now, do you have to untie all four? Or are you allowed to just add two tzitziot to each of the two mini begadim? What would you say? Good, what's the logic?
Well, they're both still chayiv and tzitzis because they're both begadim and if you cut them in half.
Good, so the logic to say, or the logic to say it'd be good would be to say, look, however you look at it, it was tied on, and not only did it maintain its shear like a Ramram Gon, meaning it maintained a beged ba'alma, it maintained the status of
beged chayiv and tzitzis.
Beged chayiv and tzitzis. So therefore, you would say it's not ta'asav on asui.
Unless you say like Rashi, that
unless exactly, it. Unless you take a very radical position of Rashi and to say no, the Tazim on Azri is mechayev, not only creating the tzitzis on a beged achayev tzitzis, but this beged achayev tzitzis. If you took that particular formulation, you would say
those two were also created on this beged. So you're not taking it from different.
Good. Beged. So you could say maybe within Rashi you'd be usher, but then you could say even within Rashi it might be mutter because you'd say no. The two strings were created on this beged, and the two strings were created on this beged. Now you add two more, right? What you would, in order to say it's possible, you would have to say you need tasvam and also in this beged, and that by cutting it in half, both sides lost their identity.
It's only one.
Rather than maintained half their identity.
Well, because it's they don't have their separate identity. The identity is this big beged. Once you cut that in half, there is no big beged anymore.
It's correct, and I think that's the suffix. Right, I mean, the Shoel is asking this, and I think that's what the Shoel is going for, is that maybe you'd say that even though it stayed a shear of tzitzis, in the end of the day, the beged before was a massive talus, and now whatever you have are two small ones, it's a different identity. So according to most formulations, it would still be fine, but if you said tasav l'manasri means that you need to create string in this beged, so then maybe you would say...
No.
So what does the Rashba say? So the Rashba says as follows. The Rashba himself answers like the majority of the formulations, that it's fine. And he says, Tshuva, Ein b'zeh mishum tasav al-mana asui. This is not a problem. She'im ata omer kein talit shenikra mina ktsata te psula. Elon can hit their low cult tziotah because, and here's his logic. The reason he says this is because if you really held that as soon as you rip a beged, it's not the same beged, then theoretically, what would you have to entertain? The possibility, even if a little bit of the beged ripped, you'd have to untie all the tzitzis and retie them because it's not the same beged.
Well, no, right? You're not saying that if a little bit rips and that creates a new beged. With the big toss that you're cutting
correct.
In half,
so
I
agree with you. You could say not this way, right? The Rajba is arguing that this is still the same beged. Now, you're right. What you could have said is, no, if some of it rips, it's a ripped beged. If you make it into two begadim, by giving it a new identity, you remove the old identity. I mean, that's what you're saying, got
yeah.
me, right? Well, and again, I think that's what the Shaul is thinking. The Rajba doesn't like it. The Rajba.
That's just based on your intention, but it doesn't work objectively. If you want to make it work objectively, then yeah.
Good, and that's why I think the Rajba goes like Daniel. But the machloket between Daniel and Gavi is the question that the Shaul is asking. The Rajba himself answers like Daniel, but you could have entertained it the other way. And that's what he. But the Rajba goes in that direction. Says Elam can hit your local tzitzit. The chaven shahol cholim ktsatan shechshiru mitchilak shenidla bat tzitziyot achirim leta shlum haarba evelu kamoi mina asui vileta. It's not true. Da tanya talit shenikra chuslo shalosh yidbar toch shalosh remeir omer lo yidbar v'chamor miyidbar. He said we know there are circumstances in which you can sew it back up. Dot. Alma tzitziyot shashar kanafaim lo nifslo mishum tasslo asui. That even if one of the corners rips, the other three don't become possible. You just have to reattach it. Afal b'shenikra v'nitel miktzata v'kevan shekein malim nikra miktzata uchaluka l'shtayim. And he says, therefore, his perspective is like Daniel's, which is, I don't care. If a little bit rips, the whole thing rips, it rips in two. From my vantage, from my perspective, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. V'tam echad v'kan v'kan kasher v'engam mishum tase v'lo mina asui. And that is how Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Bach doesn't love it. The Bach says, "Umi unire dafka mishet ateif b'chol chelik levado, aval mitzarev b'chol chelik chaticha acheret afilu ein v'chaticha acheret shum tzitziot yesh b'tzitziot rishonah mishum tasvul menasui." He doesn't go quite as far as Gavi, but he goes almost as far as Gavi, and he says, "Look, I'm willing to accept the Rajba if literally all you do is you cut it in half." But let's say you cut it in half and add even the slightest bit of material to the new half tzitzis.
Why is that?
So he says, then he thinks, he said, look, I can buy the, what is the Bach saying? I can buy the Rajba if all you do is you cut it in two. Because if you cut it in two, so maybe you'll say both of these existed in potential in the full-size beged.
You added to different beged.
Right, because if I... Right, it's one thing to say, look, this beged is so big, I can just make two begadim out of it. But if I, once I start adding a little bit of material, then the original beged is just material that's being used for two new begadim. And therefore the Bach says, under that circumstance, I'm not willing to buy the Rajba. Because he says, as soon as you start sewing and adding a little bit of material, nitbatel oto kanaf. The corner is not the corner from the original beged. It doesn't exist from the original beged. The angel melshalosh knafot look she tofar achal glu nasa bar arba kan pabika bereshon mishum tase velo min haasui. So the Bach therefore says that he's only willing to accept this under some circumstances, but in others he's not willing to buy it. Right? Once you show that you're treating this as a new baguette, so then...
Oh, you're treating it as a new baguette once you're putting on new tzitzit.
Well, that's your argument. Correct. And that's, I think, what the Shaul is thinking. The Bach is willing to accept a middle ground, which is that...
I mean, I feel like that's a completely different case, though. Once you throw in new material...
Okay.
Comfortable at that point.
Okay. I could hear it going either way. But that is the that's the Rashba's position here. Okay. So that is the Rashba. So let me okay. Another few points. Rabbi Yerucham gives another practical solution, which is if it tears, but the material is left at all. So he thinks that it is kasher. When you're sewing back up, like it didn't totally rip, like it's sort of hanging on a thread. So then he says it's fine.
What do you mean?
I mean, it didn't rip off. It like tore a little bit, and you're just like fixing it, right? Rather than it tore off and you're resewing it. So then,
as in torn, not tearing into two.
So. Correct. It's just like it, you know, there's a tear in it. You're just sewing it up. Okay. So there, he thinks it's fine, and the Beis Yosef assumes that this is like Rashi, because again, it's only a gzera. So you know, we make the gzera if your mom is sewing it up again, but otherwise he doesn't think that's the case.
I feel like that would be comfortable to having the tarp on top of the sukkah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, it depends how much he's talking, it's ripping. Okay, now there is a bit of, again, like I said, there is a bit of unclarity in the position of Rav Amram Gaon, exactly what he's saying. So we talked about Rav Amram Gaon, the possibility that what he means is that it mamish ripped off. It's possible that's not what he means. The Beis Yosef brings a different possibility, which is, umashma detoch shalosh v'chutz l'shalosh humefar shebarochav ha-beged kamar, compares Rashi. I'm like fighting my own instinct because I promise you I wouldn't go into every single shita. Okay, I'm not going to go into every single shita. There is another position here that's in Rishonim, which is possible that this has nothing to do with possible and asui, but rather the issue at hand is whether you're allowed to make tzitzis on a beged that is made up of patches.
What?
Right. Because certain Rishonim read Rav Amram Gaon, a certain post can read Rav Amram Gaon, is not having anything to do with Tassel and Asui, but rather saying that what's going on is that if the part of the tzitzis where the baguette is made up of patches, so the patch is too small, so then even if you sew it onto the baguette, it's possible. So there's a whole other school of thought that's going on here. What? Yeah, maybe just to be yotze zayin. You have Shulchan Aruch in the back, right?
Yeah.
So if you look at Shulchan Aruch again, there are so many positions in the sugya that I just.
It's a page before, I think. Oh, wait, no, that's wrong. On the
for me. Bam. Shulchan Aruch is after it in this, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll read you. So here's Shulchan Aruch. Nikra talit toch shlosha etzbot samuch lesvada knaf inu rishai letofro. If it rips within 3 fingers of the edge, you can't sew it up. Uperish Rashi dechayshinan sheishtar michud hatfira v'yanichena. Rashi said what we're worried about is that you'll leave the string. V'yosef alav shivachutan l'shem tzitzit and add 7 more. Utamzafu nikra kol shelo yitpor. And therefore, even if it tears a little bit, it's possible. Lufize talit shel tzemar shenikra. Which is the rush. That as long as you don't use wool, it's fine. Rav Amram Perish, the time is from Nikra Toch Shlosha, Lidbe Torah Beged, who command the less Adami. Rav Amram goes instead of it tears within 3, so now it doesn't exist. The Avagab de Tafru, command the Pasik Chashif. So here, the way he understands it is right? Not the way we explained it, but he has a different interpretation, which is, if it ripped within three, even when you sew it up, it is considered detached. V'avad beit tzitzis lo patra talis. And therefore, even if you would sew it back up and put tzitzis on it, it wouldn't work. Right? So there is this other tradition that Rav Amram Gaon means is not about tassel and asui, but it's that a patch that's on the that's less than three on the corner of the tzitzis counts as nothing, and therefore v'peirizem nikar v'shtar kol shu kasher. And therefore, if it totally rips off, you put it back on, it's possible. But if it, a little bit of it remains, it's still part of the beged. V'yeshom dom Avram l'mnifzal elatziyotav shayu bo be'et shetafru. And some say, and this is the way we understood it, that Rav Amram Gaon is only talking about tzitzis that were there. Avam achar shetafru hivu bo tzitziyotav kasher. Some say that Rav Amram Gaon has nothing to do with are you allowed to make tzitzis on a patch. He's just, this is a tassel of an asrei, and everyone would agree that if you sewed a patch back on and put on new tzitzis that it would be fine. V'yarei shamayim yitzei et kulam hecha de'efshar. And a yarei shamayim should try to be yotzei all the shita. So this middle position of Rav Amram Gaon that he quotes is that this is not about retying tzitzis. It's that a patch is always, if it's less than three, is possible because it won't be considered that the tzitzis is attached to anything. Here's where some of the Achronim really don't like it. Correct. Here, some of the Achronim really don't like it because, hey, what are you talking about? You sewed it back on. What do you want from my life? Yeah. Right? You sewed it on. So those are two explanations. We focused on the Shita within Rav Amram Gaon, that what's going on here is Tasav Lomen Asui, rather than is it defined as a beget such that you're ever allowed to sew on it? But there is this other Shita that you should be aware of. But again, we can only do so much. So I think, are you guys comfortable having seen enough Drachim and Tasav Lomen Asui to move on, knowing that it's not everything? You'll forgive me?
Just barely.
Okay. So what I would want to do, though, is I left you one more sugya here. So very quickly, just to lay out this sugya for you, if you look at the sugya on Membeis Amud Aleph that I gave you,
So that's about Membet Amud Bet that you gave us.
You know, it's a very short sugya. Is it Membet Amud Bet? It's possible. I don't think so. Wait 1 second. Amar of Yehuda.
It's right here on Membet Amud Bet.
Is it? Membet Amud Bet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a son min hakutzim. Thank you. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, a son min hakutzim, min hanimin, min hagarden, psula, min hasisin kshera. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, if you make tzitzis min hakutzim, which is a niktatzim, an uchutin la tluyin b'chol yuriya, b'kotin ozam min habeged, if you take basically strings that are hanging down,
we did this with Rabbi Wasserman, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
We did Lishma.
What?
We did this for Lishma.
Oh, okay. So then maybe let's just take 5 minutes and quickly go through this. So these hanging strings, these, you know, sort of these tassels, those are pasul. From the season, kshera, and kamir to gemishmol amar afman a season psula beinan tvia lishma. Now, what exactly is the what exactly is going on in this sugya? So here, the Rav has a very long piece. If you want to read it,
and then basically, those parts of the beged or whatever all those things are, they weren't made with the intention of being to.
So that's part of the machlokas here, is that some of the Rishonim think that the issue here is lishma. Some of them think just bizayon of mitzvah. And some of the Rishonim think that this is...
But it says lishma in the Gemara.
Well, definitely on the Sisim. But the question is the why can't you make it in the garden? Is that because of Lishma? Is it because of Bizayon?
I mean, it seems so.
No,
like the last opinion says, even Sisim is Psula. Why? Because it doesn't have Lishma. Which means, I mean.
Good. So, like I said, there are. So, yeah, and some think this is another related tassel of an asui sugya. So you have multiple shitot in the Rishonim, but you said you did this sugya.
Yeah.
Within Lishma. Okay. So know that there are other shitot here. Right, the Gaonim think that it's pasul because they aren't ro'oi lios beged, right? They're not beged at all. They're just, it's just not a beged. It's like in order for it to be defined as a beged, it needs to be high quality. And it's possible this is part of the Tazmalan Asui Sogia as well in terms of what it means to be ose. Okay, we won't. Okay, we definitely won't get into it now. Okay, we'll leave it because you have a meeting.